It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, February 13th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A handful of basketball doubleheaders tonight across the region. Wagner boys and girls, they travel to Chamberlain. Sanborn Central Woonsocket will be at Highmore Herald, while La Platte Geddes basketball hosting Bonhomme. Also tonight, Scotland Menno at Gregory. And in girls action, Howard will be at Arlington, and number 7 Chester will host the Canastota girls. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is optimistic that major leaguers will be able to participate in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. Manfred spoke to reporters at the league owners' meetings yesterday in Florida. He said there are still issues to resolve with the Players Association, but he is confident that Major League Baseball players will be able to participate. The NBA has fined the Utah Jazz $500,000 for sitting healthy stars late in close games. The league announced the decision on Thursday. Utah kept key players out of recent fourth quarters, even though the games were still close. The NBA said the players could have kept playing. The Jazz, they've also faced fines in the past for resting Lauri Markkanen. Meanwhile, the Indiana Pacers, they were also fined $100,000 for holding out Pascal Siakam and other starters. The policy is targeting teams that chase better draft odds by losing on purpose. Just three games in the NBA last night as the All-Star weekend starts tonight. LeBron James became the oldest player in NBA history with a triple-double as the Lakers beat Dallas last night, 124-104. LeBron had 28 points, 12 assists, and 10 rebounds. He's 41 years old and 44 days. He broke the previous record held by Karl Malone, who had a triple-double with the Lakers when he was 40 years old. Also last night, Milwaukee beat Oklahoma City 110-93, and Portland beat Utah 135-119. Joey Logano and Chase Elliott both won their Daytona 500 qualifying races last night. They earned starting spots on the second row for Sunday's Daytona 500. Casey Mears and Anthony Alfredo earned the final two spots in the field as the highest finishing open drivers in the race, but NASCAR later disqualified Alfredo, so his spot will now go to BJ McLeod. FanDuel Sportsbook says they will stop accepting a credit card deposit starting March 2nd, following a similar move by DraftKings last year. The company says the change comes after reviewing payment options and is aimed at improving the deposit experience, noting that many bettors already avoid credit cards because of the added fees. Other major sports books like Caesars and BetMGM still allow credit card deposits. And a Mississippi judge has granted Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss a preliminary injunction that gives him another year of eligibility after his fight with the NCAA. On Thursday, the judge said that the NCAA ignores its own rules and failed to weigh Chambliss's medical history. He started at Division II Ferris State and then transferred to Ole Miss. Chambliss has spent 5 seasons in college, but has only played 3 of them due to injury. So he's got 1 year left. He led Ole Miss last year to a 13-2 record, losing to Miami in the college football playoff semifinal. And that's a look at your sports for Friday, February 13th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.